Welcome back to the Daily Taoist Podcast with Will Nemo. We are talking about the Tao Te Ching and how to get back into spirit and alignment with the way. I will be your host on this journey of 81 verses. Today I'll be talking about the 35th verse, living beyond worldly pleasures. All men will come to him who keeps to the one. They flock to him and receive no harm, for in him they find peace, serenity, and happiness. Music and dining are passing pleasures, yet they cause people to stop. How bland and insipid are the things of this world when one compares them to the Tao. When you look for it, there is nothing to see. When you listen for it, there is nothing to hear. And when you use it, it cannot be exhausted. Living beyond worldly pleasures. Take a few moments before reading this chapter and ask yourself the following questions. When I think of pleasure, what activities really come to mind? And how do I distinguish between what I find enjoyable and what I do not? Generally, pleasure is described as something experienced by the senses and available here in the world of form. Perhaps you experience it in a sumptuous meal, in your favorite music, or on the golf course. But it is most certainly a welcome motivating force for you. Problems can occur, however, when such pursuits become the primary focus of your life. In other words, an emphasis on worldly pleasures can easily create an imbalance in your system, leading to upset and disease. Obesity, eating disorders, drug and alcohol abuse, addictions of every description, and preoccupations with plastic surgery are just a few of the undesirable results. Most everything defined as pleasurable is temporary. So if you need more and more of it, then it has a grip on you. What you desire so strongly has become your jailer, trapping you into believing that it will bring you peace, security, or happiness. And it never does. The worldly pleasures only seduce you to becoming dependent on them, and they leave you wanting more. It is a craving that can never be satisfied. You need another great meal in order to have that pleasure again, because it's vanished almost immediately upon the completion of your dessert. You need to keep the music playing, because when it stops, your enjoyment stops too. All addictions scream out this depressing message. You will never, ever get enough of what you do not want. Contrast this bleak picture of pleasure, which Lao Tzu calls bland and insipid, with the ecstasy of the Tao. Just for a moment, imagine having the perspective of the Tao as you read this verse, and see if you can change the way you look at this idea of pleasure. The benefits of having a concept that harmonizes with the Tao are outlined in the opening lines, "All people will flock to you." And they'll find peace, security, and happiness when they do. The reason why they'll discover these three jewels is because you exude these qualities. Your emphasis is on the Tao. It's you, who you are, and therefore what you have to give away. You are now changing the way you look at things, so your idea of pleasure shifts beyond the worldly nudges of your senses. You taste your food, but you are in awe of the magic that produced the delectables you are eating, as well as the perfection of this incredible cycle that continues in the elimination and reuse of what you've consumed. The constant behind this ever-changing world becomes your new source of pleasure, expressed in the world and bewilderment you feel. Yes, of course, you continue to enjoy your meals, but your pleasure is in being one with what allows all to transpire. You know that you can't find, see, hear, or touch the source. It is always available. and it can never be depleted. The music that you hear isn't the Tao, and the Tao is the invisible energy that fills the empty spaces that give you so much joy. And that happiness you feel is the eternally available and longed for pleasure of transcending the physical limitations of a human body. Touching the Tao is way beyond any of the sensory pleasures that we somehow believe will satisfy that longing for transcendence. Addictions become impossible because you no longer try to get worldly pursuits to satisfy you. It's like realizing that you can fly when you've been walking faster and faster, but never getting enough speed or altitude. You kept trying to satisfy a natural longing to be aloft through the pleasure of rapid walking. Now you observe the way that nature flows. You clearly see it never asking for more, never using up more, and absolutely never demanding that it be provided with more than it is necessary to maintain a perfect balance. The realm of passing pleasures is no longer your central place of self-identification. You're at peace, feeling secure and happy, because you've changed your worldview to include the infinite Tao. How could addictions ever compare? Imagine a heroin addict believing that peace, security, and happiness are available with an inexhaustible supply of opiates. That scenario is impossible because the pleasure that drugs bring lasts but a few seconds, then the complete opposite of security, peace, and happiness clicks in. The addict keeps trying to fly by running faster, and ultimately he comes to despise his life and destroy himself in the process. Such is the destiny of those who seek the pleasures of the world of the senses to fulfill their longing and natural ability to transcend the physical plane. Here's what Lao Tzu is offering you in this profound verse of the Tao Te Ching. Notice the eternal bliss that's always with you, even between the delicacies that are out of sight. Change your way of thinking of yourself as a totally physical being. Instead, recognize that worldly pleasures tend to be overdone or attempts to transcend the physical, which isn't going to happen without tapping into your natural connection to the Tao. Stop equating sensory delight with the Tao-inspired bliss that's available to you. Enjoy all that you experience through the senses. Love your fine dining, bask in the melodies of your favorite music, and be appreciative of sexual energy. But notice this is all coming from your sensory self that is happily adaptable to this world. Then seek your Tao self, which transcends the physical, and explore its pleasures. Re-examine what true lasting enjoyment is. Even though the effects of the Tao may initially have no appeal to your seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and smelling faculties, they'll fulfill the longing you're trying to sate with worldly pursuits. When you're chasing any passing fancy, begin recognizing its value in the here and now, but stop trying to get it to satisfy a greater longing. Introduce transcendent thankfulness to your everyday life. Make it a daily practice to give thanks for the presence of the eternal Tao that is always with you. From an appreciative viewpoint, the world that you formerly desired will begin to look different. In the grateful Tao awareness, feelings of being incomplete when worldly pleasures are unavailable are replaced with a transcendent thankfulness. What used to be a need for worldly delight is replaced with a gratitude and contentment for being aware of the aspect of you that is the Tao, free of physical and earthly limitations and confinement. Living with conscious appreciation of the Tao will attract more people and experiences, enriching your balance of the mortal and eternal awareness. Open yourself to the unlimited love and abundance of the Tao, and you'll attract more of the same love and abundance to you. Your world has changed because you see the Tao where you have previously only noticed your mortal self needing worldly pleasures. Do the Tao now. Go on a 24-hour fast. When you feel hunger pangs, Switch your thoughts to gratitude for the external force that's always with you. Warmly let your physical self know that if you will be fed, that it will be fed when the fast is over, and then switch to the Tao self that's unaware of hunger. Enjoy the different nature of the Tao self by concentrating or locating its energy flowing through your body. It will reveal itself perhaps as a contented, exhilarated, or blissful. Note the difference between how this feels compared with worldly pleasures. Thank you very much for listening, guys. This has been Will Nemo at the Daily Taoist Podcast. If you've enjoyed this content, please follow, like, and subscribe on your favorite platform. We are on Spotify, Google, Apple, and wherever you find your podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Please like or thumbs up. That helps with the algorithm. If you would like to follow at our socials, at The Daily Taoist on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and that Chinese mind virus, TikTok. I love each and every one of you in the Mandelbrot universe. This has been the first of hopefully many video podcasts. Namaste from Will Nemo. Cheers.